Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, reviews, insights, debates, discussions, lessons, and so on, covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, St. Patrick's Day is upon us. And I want to get to my review of the creamy Irish seafood chowder at Raglan Road in Disney Springs. Now, I wrote this not that long ago initially, but this is the ideal time to really chat about it here. So let's go. Until I wisely escaped New York nearly 3 years ago, I was a Long Island guy, and that meant seafood, and I mean good seafood. That was a big part of my culinary food life. Make no mistake, Long Island is home to some of the best New England clam chowder around, not to mention the little-known but still delicious Long Island clam chowder. By the way, I've never been a big Manhattan clam chowder fan. Never did it for me. So on a recent evening, though, my food life changed, at least as it pertains to chowder. An early evening at Disney Springs meant sitting at an outside table at Raglan Road, a wonderful Irish pub-style restaurant in Disney Springs, and enjoying some fantastic Irish music. It was delightful, but the night was about to get even better. So two new items caught my attention on the dinner menu. I tried the Fish Convention appetizer. So these are house-made fish cakes with tartar sauce and pickled salad with honey mustard dressing. Now, I grew up on fish cakes. Yes, they were big on Fridays in a Catholic family household in the 1970s. But the fact that I grew up on them, I had to give these a try. And though on the small side, these fish cakes were delicious, with taste and texture more about the fish than the cake, which is key. So sorry, Mom. But Raglan Road's fish cakes beat yours by a wide margin. But then I selected the creamy Irish seafood chowder as my main course. It came with Guinness and treacle bread and Kerrygold butter. The bread, by the way, was, when you look at it, compared to how it looks, it's a bit softer than I expected, and it's really quite tasty. But the visit was really transformed by the seafood chowder featuring smoked haddock, salmon, cod, and Atlantic shrimp. The broth was actually a bit thinner than in a New England clam chowder, but I cannot think of previously having a chowder so crammed with flavor and fish, and the hearty pieces of haddock and salmon and cod and shrimp, they really blended together perfectly. Yeah, I've had delicious chowder before, but the key with this Raglan Road chowder was the sheer amount of fresh, delicious chunks of fish. This wasn't about potatoes and vegetables accompanied by some, you know, fish. This was the ultimate fish chowder. What else can I say to convince you to partake in Raglan Road's creamy Irish seafood chowder? Well, you could serve this chowder. Here you go. You think, listen to this. You could serve this chowder to me every other day for the rest of my life. And it's unimaginable that I would ever tire of it. So, yeah. Raglan Road's creamy Irish seafood chowder was indeed, dare I say it, life-changing. Well, at least in terms of chowders. And if you're in the Orlando area, especially with St. Patrick's Day nearly upon us, or whenever, it doesn't matter what's on the calendar. Go by Raglan Road and get some of their creamy Irish seafood chowder. Thanks for listening. Please get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. And check out my signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com, including The Disney Planner, The To-Do List Solution. Also, please consider my thrillers, mysteries, and historical fiction, 19 Pastor Stephen Grant novels so far, more coming, and Cathedral, an Alliance of St. Michael novel, the first book in that series, all available at Amazon.com and paperback and Kindle editions, and again over at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com for signed books. And finally, grab my weekly Economist books as well. If you want to get you're thinking clear on the economy, especially during an election year. Ugh. Please check those books out again. Amazon.com, RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. I hope you find value in some of this and all of this. Have a magically productive day and have a happy St. Patrick's Day.